Hey, Bug Out Preppers, it's Mike Rondo. Today I'm going to do a short podcast on an article that I was checking out about first aid items for your Bug Out first aid kit and on common ones. So maybe some, again, I'm looking to consolidate as much expert opinion as possible so that we can use what applies into our own particular situation. Hope you guys had a nice Memorial Day weekend, and let's get started on six common items by Gail Levy for your first aid kit. So the first one would be, number one, hazardous waste garbage bags. It's one of the first items that Gail had sought after basically the Ebola outbreak kind of put the scare into a lot of people a few years back. These red bags are clearly marked as biohazardous infectious waste and include a biohazard symbol. They come in many sizes, can be used to discard bandages, compresses, needles, tissues, clothing, and all manner of contaminants. They are perfect as a trash can liner for the sick room. And since disposal of hazardous medical supplies may not be immediate, let's say you can't go outside or something like that, it will be important to keep contaminants separated from the rest of the garbage. My plan is to take the sealed hazardous waste bags and double, then triple bag them in hefty bags. Number two, razor blades. You might be wondering why the heck razor blades are suggested for the first aid kit. A single very important reason is that in order to get a proper fit with your N95 or N100 air mask, you're going to need to have a clear patch of skin so you get a proper seal. If you ever in a situation where a protective mask is required, it would be handy to have razor blades right there in your kit ready to go. And also might be a good idea if you have a hank of denim in your first aid kit so that you can strop the used blades and give them an indefinite life. And you can probably look on YouTube to see how to sharpen razor blades if you're from, not from the old school where you get a hank of denim and strop things. Spirits, such as whiskey, bourbon, the higher the alcohol content, the better. Spirits can be used to sterilize instruments, clean wounds. Obviously, you can ingest them internally to dull the patient's pain prior to any kind of invasive procedure when anesthetics are unavailable. And, definitely spirits belong in the first aid trauma kit. This is a very interesting one. Oil of oregano. Oregano essential oil is one of nature's most powerful antibiotics. It is also considered to be antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, antiallergenic, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-parasitic. Perhaps most notably, oregano essential oil is an antimicrobial with the ability to inhibit the growth of bacteria and fungi. So that could save your life because a bug will kill you quicker than anything. You get some bacteria, fungi in the wrong conditions, and you will get sick quick. Mixed in a lotion with a bit of coconut oil, oregano oil makes a perfect hand sanitizer that will not expire. I'm gonna do a YouTube video on the Bug Out Prepper YouTube channel about ways to use essential oils in your health and wellness overall prepper planning. Number four, I think we're on chicken bouillon. Obviously there's a reason why chicken soup is considered a cure-all for colds, because it works. The steam is good, it opens up your throat, it's good for fighting infection, obviously reduces inflammation, it keeps you hydrated. So it's not convenient to store dozens of cans of chicken soup in your first aid kit, but chicken bouillon is cheap, portable, has an infinite shelf life. Number five, flexible drinking straws. If you've ever been down for the count, you know how difficult it is to drink out of a cup or bottle when you can barely hold your head up. And I definitely know about that. I think most of us do. In addition, drinking from a straw is more sanitary in that after doing so, the straw can be disposed of in hazardous waste bags. No washing required. And let's just look at a few kind of interesting other uncommon first aid items that wouldn't be a bad idea to have in your kit. Liquid bandage, such as Nu Skin, super glue, tampons and maxi pads, hand sanitizers, safety pins, tongue depressors, self-adhering wrap bandages, and a hemostatic agent, which is quick clot, which is, again, could save your life if you don't have something like quick clot in there or someone's bleeding out. Anyway, that was kind of a quick look at some interesting out-of-the-box thinking stuff, and perhaps you already have that in your first aid kit. But I'd have things like nylon thread and curved needles for sutures. And obviously you can use tampons to plug bullet holes or puncture wounds. Silicone wrap tape makes a great tourniquet. Oil of cloves obviously helps with toothaches. So there's a number of ways you could think out of the box for your first aid kit, and you could just put a little bit every chance you think about it. Again, start where you are. Do the best you can today and tomorrow, and keep your family in close circle, aware of what you're doing, and coordinate things, and you'll sleep a little easier. Anyway, that's about all today. Thanks for listening in. Again, I'll put the YouTube and the Facebook links in the description of the podcast, and you guys are welcome to come over there and comment and hang out and perhaps make some suggestions about how I can improve the community here and provide better content and value for all you guys. All right, thanks a lot. This is Mike. I'm your Bug Out Prepper. Till next time, keep prepping.